Thanks so much, Liz. I'm going to really quickly start off my timer. So thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. So as Liz mentioned, I'm going to be talking about public health leadership and regional climate action planning. And I'm from LA, where I'm going to be talking about one of our projects that we're currently, we have been conducting since last year, fall of last year, and still in the process of. So start off with that. I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. That's a completely free operation. So the partnership that I mentioned was between Los Angeles County Department of Public Health and UCLA. And it started off actually from the department's climate action planning process. It was headed by Angela Bellomo in the Division of Environmental Health, which is charged with developing the action plan for the rest of the department. And it's also headed by Charlene Contreras. And how this collaboration came about was actually discussion between Angelo and Dr. Hillary Godwin from UCLA, and addressing that there is a need for public health workforce to understand what the relevance is between climate health and the work that they're doing. So in addition to that, there's a number of students that were involved, along with myself, Brian Moy, Tyler Watson, and Evelyn Alvarez, and it turned, we were all interested in different aspects of different aspects of research, but all connected through the thread of climate change. So we were all sitting in the group and we're thinking, oh, what to do? But it kind of all fell into place. So a brief roadmap of what I'm going to be talking about is that I'm quickly going to be talking about the public perception of climate change and how that needs to be shifted more towards looking at local impacts and putting a health frame on it. And that's where there's a need for local health department involvement when it comes to developing these plans. And one of the examples I'll be talking about is our climate and health workshop series that we finished, but they're also rerunning at this point, and some of the lessons we learned and some of the ongoing activities from that whole process. So just a brief, so when the public thinks about climate change, it's melting ice sheets and disasters happening in local and distant countries. But the thing, so as a result of this type of media coverage, the public has a difficult time envisioning how it really affects them. So this this survey, it was done by Yale and George Mason University, a collaboration between Yale and George Mason University, showing that when people are asked what they think, who they think climate change will harm, it's mostly people in distant places, plants and animals, or people in future generations. It's not them or their families or people in their own community. So even though there's less perception of harm when it comes to their local circle, over the years there has been an increase in that perception because of the number of disasters we've had, whether it's hurricanes, the droughts, higher heat waves, and so this is where understanding that climate change is close to home, and home for me is Los Angeles County. So Los Angeles, so we're seeing increased temperature, more heat waves, more severe wildfires, drought, lack of rainfall, and all that, as we all know, is linked to a number of health impacts. So for this presentation, I'm not going to be going into too much detail about that. Brian Moy will be talking about some of the work that we're doing in that area, but I just wanted to highlight that health message is key. In this survey looking at the six types of people when it comes to climate change, from their perception of climate change, when there's a health message, the people on the skeptics, whether you're looking at people who are dismissive or even people who generally believe in climate change, those who are disengaged, when there's a health message tied in with what climate change is and the climate change related impacts, they're more responsive. So That's definitely a key, and local health officers also recognize this. This was a survey done by Louise Bedsworth in 2009, but the survey was conducted in 2007. Even then, and California is might be a little bit ahead, but they recognize that climate change definitely poses a serious threat to public health. Number of local health officers thought that even though they had the relevant information to deal with public health-related emergencies, but when they were asked whether or not they were prepared to deal with climate change-related emergencies, the responses definitely skewed towards no, so they weren't ready or they didn't have enough information. So in addition to lack of information, number of people, they don't have climate-related data or forecasts that are relevant to that they might need for planning. I know in more Los Angeles-specific issues that were faced, the public health workforce thought that they didn't see the connection between the preparation that they had to do with their climate action planning process and their existing projects and their current framework. So, and the thing is, there definitely is, incorporating that health message is key. And the fact that local health departments already have a number of skills that can be leveraged to fit in within this climate change framework is that they have the expertise. They're already engaged with the vulnerable engaged with the community, and that's specifically certain vulnerable populations who are most at risk. There's already a health education format that we definitely need when it comes to climate-related planning, and they have the credibility. They're very engaged with the community. They're seen as the experts, but. What was found, so in response to preparing for developing the climate action plan, so what LA County did was they developed their five-point plan. And this was a plan to aimed at reducing the health impacts of climate change. So that was their goal. But this served as a model for local agencies to and other jurisdictions to prepare and take climate action. And this plan demonstrates how climate-related strategies can be integrated into what the local agencies are already doing. And many, this was also in response to a lot of issues that the public health workforce ran into in terms of, okay, where do we even begin to engage in this process, or how can we align what we're doing, and when faced with a lack of resources, how can we most effectively use the funding that we have, or of the projects that we have, or the staff and resources that we have, and still be engaged in this process. So the five main points or the strategic priorities were to inform and engage the general public when it comes to climate education, promote policies that reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and provide guidance to other agencies. So there's definitely emphasis on collaboration. The fourth aspect was to build internal workforce capacity, because the Environmental Health Division is in charge of not only looking at doing the inspections, but also regulations and doing more hands-on local engagement. And also more looking at the department and the facilities themselves to adopt best practices to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So when the... what I wanted to highlight was in this whole process, the department developed two reports. I'm showing the second report here, but through the Department of Public Health's website, there's another. The first report is showing the linkage between climate and health. And this second one is the framework for LA County, and this is showcasing how it's showcasing their five-point plan. And it shows how whether different departments, public works, their food inspection community, how their work is relevant to their climate action plan. And so what really stemmed our collaboration was what Angela Bellomo found was when they shared the plan with their staff, there was a disconnect between what the department needed to do and what the actions the staff were already conducting, and they didn't see the connection between their work, as I mentioned before, and this plan. So there was definitely a gap in the information. So what came about was this partnership between LA County and UCLA, and to address and to engage and really inform the public health workforce, we designed a 16 session workshop series with a number of core topics, specific impacts that were more relevant to Los Angeles County, some regulatory issues and some of the lessons we learned. So these workshops were divided into a seminar portion and a brainstorming session. And the key aspect of this seminar was the brainstorming session, because the output from that fed back into the climate action plan. So as I mentioned before, the workshops covered a variety of the core topics. So they 10 things every public health professional needs to know, and related some projections and how to use adaptive management, how to communicate about climate change. And the thing about these core topics is that it can be adapted to, it doesn't have to be just, it's not LA specific. So it can be used by other health organizations. It could even be non-health related organizations, other jurisdictions, whether it's local or out of state. So there's also a process in part of this workshop series that was later developed, was that how to adapt this series into what you need for your own department or agency. So in addition to the core topics, there are also a number of specific topics from extreme temperature, air, wildfires, impacts on air pollution, food security, vector-borne diseases, and our coastal ecosystems. And what I forgot to mention was these presentations were led by a number of doctoral students that I mentioned earlier, and these topics typically aligned with our area of interest. So it was definitely a really great learning experience for us, but to be able to share what we learned, but also connect it to the mission of the health department. So as I mentioned before, so each brainstorming session, after the seminar, the groups, typically about 30 to 40 people typically attended each, 20 to 30 people attended each session. And after the seminar, the lecture portion, they broke out into groups, and each brainstorming session was linked to the topic that was earlier discussed. And groups either tried to figure out what are some mitigation or adaptation strategies that they could bring to the table and possibly input into the climate action plan. So not only did the climate action plan stem this, create this collaboration, it also was a living document and it allowed the public health workforce to really develop this document on their own. And incorporate different strategies that are currently in the process. So one of the things that from these workshops, that one of the feedback that we got was that number of members said that it would be great if they could provide this type of training to new hires. So found that was a really great idea, and went up to Dr. Fielding, and that is in the process of being developed, that all new hires would get a brief introduction along with the other introductions that they get to the rest of the department, also get a climate and a health intro. So that was definitely firsthand experience on how a lot of the products that came out of this workshop series. So the middle picture shows, so after the people got into their groups, they either jotted down their different ideas went into a main board, and then they discussed it not only among themselves but with the rest of the group. So they got a number of diverse ideas, and that, again, fed back into the plan. So after each workshop, participants were given an evaluation. And the evaluation questions aligned with the program objectives. And most of the participants felt that they gained knowledge from about climate change, the link between climate change and health, and they felt that they would use this information in their daily activities. So that's definitely more than what was as initially before participants came into the workshop series. So that's a picture of Charlene Contreras in the middle. But what we really got out of this academic and government partnership was that it helped, as shown by not just the evaluation, but throughout the workshop series, that we saw a number of members coming back repeatedly, and they were able to bring other people that they were working with, or they were telling other people that, oh, you should come here, or this is what we went to. And Melina Bakshi, she was also on the first page, she was very engaged with everyone in the department, especially in the division, and made sure everyone knew what was going on and they were coming to these workshops. And then also it provided access to actionable climate information. So coming from an academic institution at UCLA, but Brian will be talking about more in detail, there's a lot of access to a lot of data that, especially local climate-related projections that we have, that really helped to fuel the presentations that we developed and also the impacts that we found. So that was there, and leveraging existing partnerships. So in these workshops, not only were people there from the environmental health divisions, but there were also groups coming from emergency preparedness. There was also a group of public health nurses who brought more on-the-ground experience, and they were able to talk to one another. So that wouldn't have done so, not done so previously, but this definitely provided a forum for that type of discussion. And definitely a practical experience for students. A number of us, we not only helped develop the presentations, we also were engaged in the brainstorming activities, and from there it kind of fueled our research that we're currently doing. So with that, I just wanted to go into what we're currently doing with the workshop series, is that we're making sure that the core trainings are available to a broader audience. So that's through recording the presentations. We also have a toolkit available of for each workshop. We had flyers available, a list of learning objectives, some recommended readings, along with the specific brainstorming instructions for the specific brainstorming activity and how to run it, how to divide out the groups. So those toolkits are developed, but the recordings are currently being developed. And we're also repeating some the workshops with targeted groups and rerunning the specific impacts to groups in LA County. Developing the materials and definitely continuing the collaboration. Oh, so one of the things is that the recordings will be available, and the materials and the recordings will be available through this website, through LARC, which houses a lot of the climate-related research going on campus. So with that, just wanted to close off this talk, but thank you so much.